Next, we need to complete either the customer build date or the shipping date to customer field. A single FRN line item should have a date in one field or the other, but not both. The customer build date field is for reimbursement of bills for recurring services or for multiple installments of non-recurring services. This date should only be used for recurring FRNs. If you hover your mouse cursor over the question mark icon located to the right of the field, a pop-up window will appear, providing further explanation about this field. The date entered in this field should be after the service start or installation date and before the service end date. When using this field, the service start date should be July 1st of the funding year, whereas the service end date should be the date of the service delivery deadline, typically June 30th of the following year. You should only enter bill dates for monthly recurring services in this field. Do not enter a bill date for a non-recurring charge in the customer build date field. The shipping date to customer or last day of work performed field is for reimbursement of bills for non-recurring services billed one time only, such as internal connections. This date should only be used for non-recurring FRNs. Again, you can hover your mouse cursor over the question mark icon located to the right of the field to see a further explanation about this field. The date entered in this field should be after the service start or installation date and before the service end date. When using this field, your service start date will either be July 1st of the funding year, April 1st of the funding year for Category 2, non-recurring services, or January 1st of the funding year for Category 1, non-recurring services. Whereas, the service end date should be the date of the service delivery deadline, typically September 30th of the following year. To locate these dates, refer to your Funding Commitment Decision Letter, or FCDL. For this example, since this FRN is for monthly recurring services, we will need to enter the customer build date. To do so, click on the calendar icon under the customer build date to enter the date.